This is the Children's Home Hour, originating in Bristol, Tennessee. This is Brother Mike Nixon, and I'd like to welcome you to the broadcast today. We do thank you for joining us and counting the privilege of ours to come into your place of listening, and we trust the broadcast to be a blessing to you. If you would, let us pray. Father, we bow, we come to you, we thank you, Lord, for the blessings of life, the opportunity to be here on the radio, Lord. God, we ask you today, Father, Lord, that you'd help us, help our hearts, Lord. God, I pray, Father, in this day and hour, Lord, that you'd lead us and guide us. God, we sure do need you. Lord, I ask you, Father, Lord, just to once again bless the listeners, bless this time that we're here on the radio, and, Lord, let the word of God go out and find good ground. Lord, we'll thank you for all that you do in Jesus' name. Amen. Brethren, let me make just a few quick announcements concerning the work that we're engaged in. If you would, pray for our children's homes. We have the one here in Bristol, Tennessee, one in North India, one in South India, one in Romania. And we want to ask you to please remember those children in the home, that God would save their souls. That's our prayer, that's our heart's desire, is we want to see them come to the knowledge of the saving grace of Jesus Christ and see him move on them. And just save their souls. That's my heart's desire today. And so if you would, please pray. And we ask you also to remember the mission work, the work in Romania, Bulgaria, the Ukraine, so many places around this world. And, oh, Lord, in the day and hour we're at and things that are taking place, and we sure need those sure mercies of David. And so we ask you to just remember us in prayer, and that God would be merciful to us and allow us to keep just preaching the word of God and seeing folks come to Jesus. But anyway, please remember that. And then I want to give you our mailing address this week, if you would. If you'd write us at Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. Or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. And at this time, we're going to go to the auditorium of the Brookside Baptist Church.
On the cross of Calvary, our blessed Savior died, gave his life to save the world from loss. In his pain and agony, for every sin to hide, shed the blood that stained the old rugged cross. 'Twas his blood, his precious blood, that stained the old rugged cross. 'Twas his love that paid the awful cost. Oh, soul so far astray, come and plunge today in the blood that stained the old rugged cross. To the cross, the rugged cross, they nailed his precious hands, and in death he fully paid the cost. There is pardon in his love for everyone that stands, for the blood that stained the old rugged cross. What an awful death he died to pardon you and me, all alone in agony he tossed, and a world once lost in sin can now be wholly free by the blood that stained the old rugged cross. 'Twas his blood, his precious blood, that stained the old rugged cross. 'Twas his love that paid the awful cost. Oh, so far astray, astray. Come and be plunged today in the blood that stained the old rugged cross.
Amen. I appreciate that. Amen. If you have your Bibles, turn to Galatians chapter 3 and verse 13. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The Bible said Christ hath redeemed us. Paul said Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law. And we never was under curse. But he said he's redeemed us from the curse of the law. I mean, I'm glad he redeemed us from the curse of the law, and I'm glad he was made sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Isn't it wonderful what God's done? He said here that he'd done all of this, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. Lord, I'm glad. The mercy, the blessings of Abraham. And that's what I want to talk to you about. The blessings of Abraham coming on a bunch of Gentiles that didn't have nothing. And God's give us what we've got because of Jesus dying on the cross. It took Jesus to die. I don't know if they could have got it without. You know, God's able. I mean, he could redeem them without even sending his son. He could redeem them Israelites because the Bible said there's chosen in him before the foundation of the world that they might be holy and without blame before him in love. I mean, God can do whatever he wants to because he's able. But I want to tell you right now, it took some blood to get us Gentiles saved. We want no hope for us. There wasn't no covenant, no promise, and no God or nothing else. And old Abraham one time, when I mean he's over there and God done told him what he's going to do for him, Abraham said, how am I going to know it? God said, I'll tell you what, do you go out there and kill some things for me. He told him what, how many animals to kill, how many birds to kill, and he killed them, laid them down, and he kept the fowl of the air off of them till the sun went down. But listen, old Abraham went to sleep. And he got into a horrible darkness, the Bible said. I'm so glad that God done that. You see, those animals that was killed was a type of Jesus. But Abraham didn't have a thing to do with what God was doing. He put him in a horrible darkness so he couldn't see. He couldn't wake up. He didn't know what was going on. And when he come out of it, God had done the job by the grace of God. I'm so glad that God does it by himself without anybody's help. I mean, you can say all you want to about Abraham. It wasn't Abraham that saved us. It is Jesus that saved us. I'm glad that God has allowed Jesus Christ to be the Savior of the world. I appreciate Abraham. Thank God for him. And he's the father of us all that believe. But I want you to turn to Genesis chapter 28 and verse 12. It said, and he dreamed a dream. This is talking about Jacob now. Jacob's come here and he's found him a place to sleep. And the Bible said, and he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached into heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending upon it. He's asleep too. I mean, isn't God good? He don't let anybody have any part in anything he's doing. He just does it without us. And old Jacob was asleep, and he saw these angels ascending, descending, the ladder setting up there. God set the ladder up. God done everything. But listen what else he said. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father, the God of Isaac, and the land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed. and the seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread it upon as to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south, and in thee and in thy seed shall all of the families of the earth be blessed. I mean, we got the blessings of Abraham because that God promised Jacob that I'm going to bless the whole world through you. Ain't that wonderful? While he's asleep, couldn't do a thing about it. God said, I'll bless the world. Every family that's ever got saved, every man that's ever got saved, has got saved because the blessings of Abraham come through Jesus Christ. Thank God for the blessings of Abraham. And the Bible said, and behold, I am with thee. I will keep thee. Now he's talking to Jacob. And I, and in all the places whither thou goest, and I will bring thee again to this land. Isn't that wonderful? And I'm able to see him do it. For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, surely the Lord's in this place, and I knew it not. My God, isn't God great? I mean, he put him to sleep, done what he wanted to do, and woke him up. Why, he said, God's been here, and I didn't know it. Boy, there's a lot of folks, if you ever wake up, find out God's been here, and you didn't know it. But old Jacob found out God's been here, and I didn't know it. Lord have mercy, isn't it wonderful for God to come through, and he works the work that he wants to do, and you don't even know what he's doing. But one day when you wake up, say, Lord, I didn't know that. I didn't know God was doing all that. And then the Bible said, and he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other than the house of God. Well, I mean, listen, now that's a blessing of Abraham. I want to tell you right now, I got some things a while ago. Melanie got it for me off of the internet, some news about Israel. Now, they're expanding. That's brand new stuff, just come off the press. Now, they said, we hate to do this in spite of the USA, but we're going to do it anyhow. You know how come them to be able to expand? God met a fellow there one night and said, I'm going to bring you back to this place, and I'm going to let you stay here, and I'll be with you wherever you go. Hallelujah to God. I'm so glad that he's keeping his promise, and his word's true. I'm glad that God's doing what he said he'd do. Boy, they're over there going back, and man, I mean, don't matter what that old raggedy headed feller says over there about it. Don't matter what the United States says about it. Don't matter how much you cuss them Jews. God told them one day. He told Abraham what he's going to do. And he gave all that he had to Isaac. Isaac had Jacob. And Esau was born to him. And God blessed Jacob because he said, Jacob have I loved. Esau have I hated. And neither one of these fellers had done anything good or bad. How that the election of God might stand. You say, well, I don't believe in that. I don't care what you believe. God elected Israel to be his chosen people, elected Israel to be saved. Let us Gentiles get in, because one day the Lord came by and died on an old rugged cross, like they were singing about a while ago. I mean, they put the nails in his hand and they hung him down cross so us Gentiles could get in on the promises and the blessings of Abraham. I'm glad that God let me in. Ain't you glad that God opened the door for us Gentiles to get on what God's got for us? Why, you say, are we going to get land? Who cares? What about that? I'm not worrying about land. I'm going to a land that's fairer than day. I'm going to a place called heaven. I've got a city. I'm not interested in land. I've got me a city. God said, I mean, old John said he took me out there and he showed me the lamb, the bride, the lamb's wife. He said, when he took me out there, I saw a city. That's her. Ain't you glad? Why, listen, we got a lot more than them Jews will ever think about having. God said, I'm going to give you, he said to Jacob, in that dream, I'm going to give you the place you're sleeping. I mean, while you're sleeping, I'll give it to you. Hey, the Bible said, God give them a spirit of slumber. They're still asleep. But while they're asleep, God's doing things for them. One day they're going to wake up. One day the whole house of Israel is going to wake up. And they're going to say, this is a dreadful place. Oh, Lord God, can you imagine over there in Jerusalem right now? I mean, I heard an old fellow say on the TV one day, he said, you know, I mean, he's a Jew. And he turned to a news reporter and he said, I believe all of the Israelites that's ever died, every Jew that's ever died, is right over here with us right now. Well, that's where the valley of dry bones is going to be. Amen. And he said, this is the whole house of Israel. You say, how'd them bones get over there that got burned up over yonder? Don't you worry about how them bones got over there. Bless God, them bones can get over there as good as they can get up out of the ground. God can transport them through the ground, through the air, over the high, through the heaven, any way he wants to. But God's going to do what he said, and they're going to stand up in Ezekiel 37, a great army, an exceeding great army. He said, this is the whole house of Israel. This is all of them. God can't break one promise. Amen. I mean, he can't. Amen. God promised you something, honey, he'll do it. If he ever tells you he'll do something, he'll do it. Hang on to the promise of God. If God ever tells you something, hang on to what he told you. Don't back up, bless God. Keep on moving. Keep on going. God's able. God will do it. He'll never back up.
Amen.
You read a promise in here to anybody.
Amen.
You hang on to it.
Amen.
And so I'm hanging on to what God gave Abraham.
Amen.
He gave him this 400 and some years before the law. So the law couldn't disannul this.
Amen.
I mean, bless God, I don't care if you break every law in the book. I don't care whether you keep the law or not. God gave this to Abraham by faith. I mean, old Abraham, he told Abraham, he said, Abraham, I'm going to give it to you. He said, how do I know it? He said, well, you just kill me these animals out here and these birds out here.
Amen.
That's grace.
Amen.
Then I'm going to let you. He didn't tell Abraham that. But when the sun went down, Abraham went to sleep. He woke up all the blessings is there.
Amen.
God done everything he said.
Amen.
I mean, he done it all. Now, let me tell you something. I mean, Abraham wasn't under the law. He done all. He got all these promises before there was any law.
Amen.
I mean, God just gave him the law to show us how sorry we was. That's all the law is. It don't save anybody. Don't help you to get saved. And don't help you to get a blessing from God. It just shows you how sorry you are. But God took old Abraham forever had any law and said, I want to show you just how sorry people are. I give the law to show how sorry people are. But I give grace to show how good I am. I mean, God is doing what he's doing because he's God. And he's not worrying about how I do or you do. He's going to do what he wants to do in spite of hell and everybody else in it. Son, I want to tell you right now, I've got a God that's able. These fellas talk about a sovereign God and great Lord. They don't even know what I'm talking about. The God that I'm a servant can do anything. He can do whatever he wants to, whenever he wants to, wherever he wants to, save whoever he wants to. I mean, do whatever he pleases. Whatever he said, he can do it. And if he ain't never said it, he can do it.
Amen.
Don't tell me that God ain't sovereign. He's great.
Amen.
These fellas got him hung up in the little corner. He has to do what they think he said. Well, honey, he can do what he said, what I think he said, or if I never do think, he can do it anyhow. He don't run on my thinking anyway. He does it because he's God. Now, I mean, I listen. Christ hath redeemed us. I mean, whoever that is, and I think sometimes when you read us in there, it ain't talking about us Gentiles. But he said, Christ hath redeemed us. And I'm glad of that. That's already happened.
Amen.
We've already been redeemed, he said.
Amen.
Christ has redeemed us. That means he done paid for us. That's what he said. Then he said, he's redeemed us from the curse of the law. See, he's talking to somebody that was under the law and under the curse. Because we've never been under the law, and we've never been under the curse. And Abraham wasn't under the law, and Abraham wasn't under the curse. But he said, we got the law is finished, and the curse is gone. Christ took the curse, died and died for us, and redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us.
Amen.
That the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles. Now, I mean, if you can't shout about that,
amen,
you can forget about the rest of it. Boy, I mean, we're sitting here tonight, a bunch of Gentiles, didn't have no hope in their covenant or promise or God or nothing else, and now we're in Christ and got everything.
Amen.
You see, one day God said, Abraham said to Isaac, he had other children. Listen to this. But he said, I'm going to give Isaac everything. I mean, he said, all of my possessions, I'm giving it to Isaac. Cut all of the rest of them out and said, I'm going to give it all to Isaac. One day, God come by. I just decided one day before, I guess imagine way back before any man or boy, girl, maybe as ever thought about in this world, or even the world was thought about. And even before that big boom that them folks is talking about. I mean, God said, I'm going to give everything I got to my son.
Amen.
He gave it all to Jesus, and then he get me, and Jesus got me and give me half of it. Made me and I, God, to join our Jesus, mine and him, and he's in me, and we're joined ours, and we're laborers together. Man, I'm going to tell you right now, and I ain't got to worry in the world right now. I might have before I get done preaching, but I'm feeling pretty good right now, thinking about that God, if Abraham gave his son everything, and God gave his son everything, his son turned around and said, come here, I want to give you half what I got. Great God Almighty, if that don't make you feel better than anything you could ever think about, you say, well, I don't have much. Honey, you ain't seen it all yet. You ain't even got the glimpse of it yet. You're looking at the wrong thing. You need to set your affections on things above. In fact, I think it helped us to count the stars. You know what God said to Abraham? He said, now, Abraham is worrying about how he's going to know it. God said, count the stars, Abraham. You see, if you get a man's mind off of what he is, and what his wife is, and what his family is, and get him to count the stars, and I'm going to give you that, Abraham. That's yours. How many, Abraham, Lord God, when God got him to counting stars, he didn't think anything about that old body of his that was 100 years old and Sarah's body. I mean, he didn't count. When he got about a million stars counted, bless God, it didn't matter if his wife was born, and if she was 90, and he was 100. If he got about a million stars counted, he said, bless God, if he can hang all them up there and give them to me, and if he can hang all them up there and give me a family as many as that, I mean, he can do anything else he wants to. And I believe he just started shouting and hollering, hallelujah to God. I'm glad that God's let me count the stars. Instead of you looking at our problems today, we need to count the stars. Count the blessings. Count the sand of the sea. You see what God is doing? He's trying to get your mind off of this world. And if you've got it on this world, count the sand. See how many blessings you got coming. Count the stars. See how many blessings. Hey, are you in the kitchen while I'm preaching? You're sitting there looking at me, thinking, well, what are you trying to say? I'm trying to say, God said, I'm going to bless you as the stars of heaven. If you count how many stars there is, that's how many blessings you're going to get. If you count how many grains of sand is in this earth, that's how many blessings you're going to get. Great God, ain't that enough to bless you to death? If that don't bless you to death, I don't know what would. If I could just get you to counting the stars. The Bible said, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ. It comes on the Gentiles through Jesus that we might receive the promise of the Spirit by faith. I mean, that's, he said that's where we're going to get it. Now let me read another verse or two. I got this last night and got to thinking about it yesterday. Brethren, I speak after the manner of men, though it be but a man's covenant, yet it be confirmed. No man disannulleth or addeth thereunto. Now to Abraham and to his seed were the promises made. He saith not to his seeds as to many, but as one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Now, in other words, God said, Abraham, I'm going to do this through Jesus. I'm going to do this all through Jesus. I'm going to let him be the promised one. And I'm going to promise you through Jesus everything that you've seen, everything in this world that's ever going to get a blessing, they'll get it through Jesus. Won't get it because I'm any good or you're any good or you just think you're some good. It ain't no thinking to it. Bless God, it's either Jesus or you ain't going to get one. Now you say, but I think we ought to live right so God would bless us. I think you ought to count the stars. You'd be better off trying to count the stars and get yourself out of the way. See, when you count the stars and you're looking at the blessings God's given you, then you got this old man out of the way. Thank God. I'm glad he put Abraham and Jacob both to sleep and some of the rest of you. I mean, God bless you asleep. Did you know there ain't no telling how many blessings God sent your way while you was asleep? You thought, boy, am I living right? Is doing it? No, God put you to sleep. Said, I'll get him out of the way. I'll let him sleep. I'll let him sleep about 6 hours, 8 hours, and I bless him every moment that he's asleep. So when he wakes up, he'll have a lot of blessings. I don't want him to ever think that he got them because he is any good. Hallelujah to God. I'm glad I can count the stars and I can lay down and count the stars and get blessed, or I can go to sleep and get blessed. Don't matter. Must have been dark when he's counting the stars because they don't come out much in the daytime. If you're going through a problem tonight and it looks pretty dark, just count the stars. Don't worry about them falling. Count them. Them falling ain't going to bother you. They can fall all over you and not hurt you. I mean, he said, I'm going to bless you like them stars of heaven. And boy, I'm glad. Thank God. Do you know what? They told me, I seen the other day on a paper somewhere, maybe I read in the newspaper. I don't know where I got it. I try to get all the news I can about what's going on in the heavens. That's where it says keep your affections on things above. I read about the stars and the moon, the sun, everything I can get on it, everything I can get in there, anybody to help me with. I read that. But somewhere the other day, I got to reading about, they got a big, nice camera now that they could see things they ain't never saw. They said, did you know there's more planets up there than we ever thought we would? We've never seen them before.
Well, I trust you've enjoyed the message this week. Write us if you can. Tri-State Baptist Children's Home, Post Office Box 888, Bristol, Tennessee 37621, or at Charity Baptist Mission, Post Office Box 692, Bristol, Tennessee 37621. And until next week, God bless you.